Well, I've heard it said in, I think we talked about it one time, one of the first shows that was really successful, y'all, was down in the eastern part of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Over at Hindman, Kentucky, I think, at the courthouse there.
Yeah, I should, if I get enough chips together, should build a monument there, because that was the first place. Well, I'll start a little bit preceding that. We had been married probably 2 or 3 months. And we wasn't making anything. We worked a little while in Hickory, North Carolina, and my wife was staying with my mother in Shelby. So we moved up to Bristol, and I think about the second week we played Hindman, Kentucky. And it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but we did, I guess, close to $400 up there. And we were on a five-way split. And back then, of course, I'd been used to working here with Bill Monroe for $60 a week. So my split really looked good. And I think I took most of my part in $1 bills. Anyway, I called Louise down in Shelby, and I said, "Come up, I've struck it rich." She came up, and I showed her that bundle of money, and most of it was ones, but it looked as big as a limousine Cadillac as far as I was concerned. But that was how we got started off, and from then on it seemed like everything fell into place. Bristol really had a lot of listeners.